You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up? What is happening? It is In This League with Scott Bogman, Chris Welch, Chris Pavona on the ones and twos. Any of you? Any of you out there? Because guess what? It is the Game 7 of the World Series. We are watching this live.
This is the show for you and me and Pavona.
The football fan that doesn't care anything about this.
If you're out there and you're listening and not watching, please interact with us. You know,
Twitter
stuff on Twitter, Facebook, you know, call
let
in,
know you care.
All the stuff.
Yeah, let us know you care.
Just do that in general also.
That's a good point. That would be a really good, let's just make that a thing, everybody. Like, whatever's going on, you just make sure that you take a couple moments out to make sure that we're okay. Make sure that we're taken care of, that we emotionally feel okay. This is a big sports week. It's a very big sports week. The World Series Game 7 is going on right now as we are doing this. The Astros have a 2-0 lead, unless my the thing I got up on the internet's a little lagged behind, but the Astros are currently up as we're recording this. Bogman, I don't know if you know this. I got a couple World Series 7 nuggets for you. You ready?
Oh.
If the Astros
the first
win.
Nugget that I was at. Game 7 of the 2001 World Series?
I mean, I knew we were going to talk about like World Series in a little bit later.
If we're talking about Game 7s, I mean, yeah, I was there.
I know.
No big deal.
You were there. I know you were there. But if the Astros win, it in its 56 years as a team, this will be the first World Series championship for the Astros. You probably knew that. But if the Dodgers win, since we're counting World, this is from an article on ESPN, since we're counting World Series crowns, this would be the 7th for the Dodgers and the 6th since the franchise moved to Los Angeles in 1958, but it would also be the first since 1988 when Kurt Gibson, Oral Hershiser defeated the Oakland A's in 5. And we're down to Game 7, baby. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, Game 7s are always a lot of fun. Somebody, you know, in our GroupMe room from the ITL Army said, man, this is shaping up to be a lot like last year's game. And I was like, there's even clouds for a rain delay. So
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
but
last year, how could you beat last year? And this year's great.
How could you beat last year? By the newest, greatest one, because it's amazing. But I will tell you this. That's not the only craziness that's going on, because there's so much else that's happened. The NFL trade deadline was lit. It was awesome. It was amazing.
It was.
We got stuff. Stuff happened.
Yeah, stuff. That's the best way to describe the NFL trade deadline. Stuff happened. I heard Jake Seeley from On Target, talking about how he's like, this is the best trade deadline I've ever seen in my life.
Of course.
He's like, and I'm old. I'm in my 30s.
Now you want to know what? Two players getting traded would have made it the best, because nothing ever happens, and it did. So we're going to talk about the NFL trade deadline, what the impacts were, where does it all shake out. We're going to talk about the Ezekiel Elliott saga, which we took care of weeks ago with a flip of a coin, which we do. And the most amazing news of the day, Josh Gordon, he's coming back. He's coming back, my friends. Hello, are you out there? Are you out there listening to the World Series, watching the World Series? Listen to here. Talk to us. There's more coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Joe Buck?
No. Don't go anywhere. World Series, all it coming up.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the interns.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network and DKMS want to send you to Minnesota this February. All you have to do is play our Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS.
Starting next week, answer 4 questions right, and you're heading to the big game. Tune in to find out when the contest will be running.
So what are you waiting for? Play the Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
In This League.
What was that?
In This League.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
Speaking of crushed, by the way, George Springer with a 2-run shot. It is 5-0 Astros.
Bye-bye.
Let's go, Astros.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Dodgers.
We're Diamondbacks fans, just so everybody knows, so we cannot yeah. wait for the Dodgers. So.
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers and Astro fans aren't listening to this anyway, so what does it matter? What does it possibly matter, except it's a good day to be alive, to watch the, you know, there is something, of, oh, look at his face. I'm just watching Yu Darvish's face just crushed. There is some type of happiness. It's one thing that sports provides us. It's a real life context of seeing someone's soul be crushed, because you don't want to see like people die. You don't want to see horrible acts and, you know, people lose their jobs. You don't want to see
it's not the Roman Colosseum. You know, they're not
exactly
tigers, you know,
we're not looking for people's heads to be chopped off and put on stakes. What we're looking for is we want to watch the most miserable moment of someone's life that doesn't affect them moving forward. And we get to see it in sports. I get to see Darvish's just soul be crushed. I get to see a Dodgers uniform just turn to mush. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has real life ramifications for Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish just lost a lot of free agent money.
It's overrated. He didn't lose a bunch of money. He'll be fine.
I mean, look, someone's still going to overpay for a pitcher because there's still plenty of teams with awful pitchers out there, but you can't deny that he just lost money.
I just don't think he did. He got them to the World Series, though. Like, what's he going to say? Ah, he had one bad inning. They're not going to look at that. He's not.
No, his other start was awful, too.
Yeah, it was.
Remember Yuli Gurriel, 3-run bomb in the first inning? I know everybody else remembers it.
Yeah, I do remember that. Mm.
It's kind of unforgettable, the Welsh.
Mmm, tastes so good, you guys. Mmm, the tears.
Feels
good,
all tears, right. Tears, you guys.
I want to talk about some huge news. Though, you know, this is one last thing here. Only fathers can understand this, and I just want people to appreciate this. If you have any fantasy takes or about what I'm going to say, you can please call in. We're desperate because no one's listening. 844-84-FNTSY. That is the phone number that you can call us. 844-843-6879. You can call in at talk about the World Series, any fantasy football related questions. It can be about Zeke, it can be about the trade deadline, start and sit, or it can be about what we're about to talk about in Josh Gordon. But you don't know this as not being a father, Bogman. There's no better feeling on the planet than following Halloween, trick or treating, than going into your kid's candy bowl and taking candy out of there and eating that candy. There's no better feeling on the planet than you come home. No one's around. You go in that big orange bucket and you look and you're like, look at this. I didn't work for this. Nobody knows. It's allowed to be here. I'm going to eat this Reese's. I'm going to eat these Skittles and I'm going to love it. It's an amazing feeling. It's like watching the Dodgers be down 5-0 in the World Series.
You just tell your kid that he's allergic to Reese's peanut butter cups. And from now on,
I'm like, hey, dude, you can't eat Sour Patch Kids. I'm like, Sour Patch Kids are really bad for your teeth. Just give them to Dad. Dad'll take care
of these.
He'll get rid of these.
Bavona, do you know how the bracket, the on target Halloween candy bracket wound up? Who won? I mean, it had to be Reese's Pieces by like a million, right?
A million miles.
I gotta be honest, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Oh,
guys.
Come on. We had to talk about this. Bogman thinks I have a hot take. Oh yeah, finish your thought. And we'll go to my hot take.
Well, Joe also had a hot take. Joe is obsessed with York peppermint patties.
I love York peppermint patties.
He put them over Sour Patch Kids, though.
And they have him on a Monday through Friday slot? Get out of here. That is the most. I will put over a York peppermint patty like nobody's business.
If I'm something with mint, I like Andy's mints.
No. York peppermint patty is hands down the best mint. It is not better than Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, no, it's not. Not even close to me. I'm not a fan of York, so.
Oh, really? Bogman thinks, do you think this is a hot take? But we all agree that, like, Reese's needs to be.
This is about to be the most controversial thing that you've ever said on air. Ever.
Okay, yeah, we get the bleep button ready here, Pavona, because we might upset people or you might have to bleep me. I agree that the top three should be Reese's, and there's three Reese's products that belong in there. There's the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, there's the Reese's Pieces, and then there's, I mean, honestly, this might be number one. This isn't the hot take. Those Reese's sticks. Those are amazing. Those are incredible. If you don't like those, get out of America.
I got them in my fridge right now.
Yeah, but
they're money.
I think the Reese's Pieces overtake the Buttercups.
Nah, I mean, that's just, like, the Reese's Pieces are like the white trash version of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't
completely
know
disagree.
What you eat, you're talking about.
You eat two peanut butter cups, and you're like, eh, all right. You know, your fingers are all chocolatey, and I don't know. You just, it's
who
it's
are
a,
you,
it's
a
big,
skinny guy?
No, but I'm just saying, about? It's a big undertaking. Like, you buy one
I
of those four packs.
I eat 400 of them, and then I throw up, and then I eat 400 more. What are you
what
talking
are you,
about?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that joke. But the Reese's Pieces, you can just go at them. You can go a handful. You're like, oh, these are really good. It's small in quantity, more biting. I don't know. I think the Reese's Pieces, they taste incredible. You want to blow your mind? Go have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with the Reese's Pieces inside. That's just death. That you're just going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
And they only make it in diabetes
overkill.
Size. They only make it in diabetes size.
I think the big cup is probably the best one, but I like the sticks and the traditional Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, just so far over the Reese's Pieces.
Pavona, get on funny. Here real quick. Get on here real quick. I need to hear your take. I'm not trying.
Anyone else agrees with the Welsh's take? I want
this
to
is not
it.
Trying to be a hot take.
No
it's
one
just,
does.
If
you're the
given
only
the preference,
one.
You put pieces and the buttercups in front of me. I'm going to take the pieces. Is that crazy, Pavona?
No, it's really not crazy. I'm
See, yeah, it is.
But the thing is
it's
that
crazy.
I'm still going to say I like peanut butter cups better than pieces,
and that's okay. Yeah.
Because they're better.
But I'm not going to say that you're wrong for saying that you think pieces He's are wrong. Better than the peanut butter cups. He's not wrong, though. He's absolutely
He's
not.
Wrong.
You really he can't is. You can't go wrong with this. This is literally like saying, like, what do you like better on your pizza, pepperoni or sausage? There's no there's no difference.
Pepperoni. Yeah,
pineapple.
pineapple.
See, that's what happens
now,
you West Coast people.
Yeah, see, I knew that was coming. That's
okay, but
very, very West Coast. I can do pretty much anything except for black olives or mushrooms on my pizza. I
or tomatoes,
like
because
olives.
You hate the consistency.
No,
if
I,
you
like,
put,
I actually like tomatoes on pizza. Like, I don't like sliced tomatoes. I like diced tomatoes on pizza.
You put five Reese's Pieces in front of me and a buttercup. I'm going to take the buttercup. The buttercup is going to be better. But you say you can have a two-pack of Reese's or you can have a pack of Reese's Pieces. I'm taking the pieces.
Who is limiting you on this? Your mother? What are you talking about? You can have as many Reese's Pieces as you want. You're a grown man.
Okay, but that's
you
what I'm just
giving you.
You
can have as many buttercups
context,
as you
though.
Want.
One buttercup, I'll take one buttercup. Any more, if we get, you know, plural, then I'm going to go with the pieces. I don't think this is controversial. I think, I mean, the sticks are the best. Sticks should be number one, but not enough people know about them, so they don't put them there.
I'm just glad that you're saying this on a show where everyone's
no one's
watching
listening.
The World Series. Okay. That's all. That's because you just sound like a fool. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, I mean, we no interaction whatsoever. I don't even know if we put a poll out there. I don't know if it's worth it. I would say if we had a poll, if I got 40% on the Reese's
you
Pieces,
won't.
I think that's a win.
It is. You won't. You won't. I think 20% you'd be lucky to get.
See, I think that's wrong. I don't know. Reese's Pieces. I mean, you can't
let's,
put the sticks
put
out
the
there.
Let's put the poll out then. Bavona, to the polls, please.
To
if
the,
you
to
will,
the polls.
Sir, on Twitter, we'd appreciate that.
Okay, so put it out there. You guys can vote. We're not copying off of, because we don't even know. We don't even know what the hell the voting was. But it doesn't matter because the top has to be Reese's. The top non-chocolate product is clearly Sour Patch Kids. It's not even close. And then it's just done.
Starbursts are pretty strong.
They're not even.
I mean, I have.
I just ate a Starburst. I just ate one of my child's Starbursts. It was the best Starburst I've ever had because I did no work for it. He did all the work, but it's still not better than Sour Patch Kids.
And the best Starburst is which one?
The red one.
Which color? The reds?
Yeah, the red. That's clear.
Orange pink. Is acceptable too.
Pink's the worst. Yellow's
no,
underrated.
No, yellow's
the worst.
Pink is the best.
No.
That's strawberry.
Yellow's underrated.
The red's the best.
Red's the best. What bargain were you on?
Orange is acceptable. I'm like, one A is red, one B is orange, and then the rest. I don't care.
I think yellow is underrated. We're getting out candy. See, I it's disgusting the wrappers I have in front of me right now. If I took a picture of what a fat pig I am, of what I just stole from my kid, and I'm just sitting here looking at it, it's embarrassing. And there's Reese's. There's no Reese's Pieces on here. There are some Reese's in there, maybe a Starburst or two.
I thought about buying a bunch of candy, and then I was like, I will get no trick-or-treaters at all, and it'll just go all down my fat gullet. So I didn't. I just didn't buy any candy. So
all right, we didn't even talk fantasy. Well, it's the fantasy polling of the Reese's. We're talking about the number one and number two seeds here. Which preference is it? So go FNTSY Radio. That's where the poll is. You can dial us in 844-84-FNTSY. I want to talk World Series. We're going to talk Josh Gordon when we get back. Ezekiel Elliott, NFL trade deadline. Maybe you? I don't know. I don't know if anyone's out there. We'll talk to you soon, though. It's In This League, Bachman and the Welsh.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In This League.
What's this?
In This League.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
Welcome back. It's In This League on World Series Game 7 night. That's right.
$4.
It is. It's Bachman and I talking into an empty microphone. All right, microphones are here, but maybe empty listenership. I mean, you can prove us wrong.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Well, Game 7 is... it's getting out of hand here.
Yeah.
5-0.
Tune it off. Nothing ever happened. No teams ever come back. Just turn it off. Come
teams
back to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Back in the postseason, especially in this series. What are you, crazy?
Give me 844-84-FNTSY if you got any questions about anything. And if you want to help me and my poll results on the voting, get in on there. FNTSY Radio. Early returns. It's not looking so good for me so far. I think I might be the only one that's voted on Reese's Pieces. So maybe
92% to 8%.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe go check it out a little bit.
I told you 20% would be a win.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, 20% would be a win, and it's I'm very far away. So I want to talk about there's so much to uncover with what's going on with the NFL over the last 48 hours. The NFL trade deadline was huge. It's so much that I can remember in this span of time, but I almost thought of this like 10 years ago, or I don't remember the exact, it could have been more. I was working an event at the NBA draft with the Phoenix Suns, and I was at the Phoenix Suns arena, and they were doing some stuff, and they had a pick. It was late. It was the year that, if I'm remembering this correctly, they traded the pick away. Or they drafted Rondo and then traded Rondo to the Celtics. And it was this whole thing. Or maybe it was Sebastian Telfair. It doesn't matter. But what they did in this draft was they knew the whole time they were trading their picks. They weren't going to do anything. So they had this. And this was Sarver. This was early in Sarver's time. And he had this whole big plan thing where then after they traded their picks, because they had thousands of fans at the arena, or hundreds or whatever it was. And they brought out Amari Stoudemire. And they were like, we didn't get a first-round pick, but guess what, everybody? We got our real first-round pick, Amari Stoudemire. You know, it's this big, fake, bullcrappy thing that nobody cared about. And it was like they're trying to sell us on it in a positive tone.
He came out on crutches.
Yeah, totally.
Mom was screaming at police officers.
In a positive tone. Yeah, taking baths and wine and stuff. A positive tone to it, to how you could look at the Josh Gordon news, is this was like the last drop in the NFL trade deadline. Like, we saw new spots open up. You know, there's a new spot in Dallas, at least for 6 weeks, at running back. The Miami job, running back job, kind of opened up. Well, you got a brand new receiver that's going to be coming back, not for as much as you'd want. Josh Gordon is back. I was saying draft him all year long. I am completely right until he gets resuspended, but I'm feeling good today.
I mean, I don't know why you're feeling good today. It's Josh Gordon is an amazing wide receiver, but he cannot play for you until week 13.
Yeah,
That's you're in the playoffs. First of all, you have to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then can you even play him in week 13?
Mm.
You can you?
I mean, here's the deal. Here's the reality to the whole situation with Josh Gordon.
I'm excited that he's back because, you know, like, I don't even think they should be testing for weed. I think that's a dumb thing.
Well, I mean, that's a whole different conversation we can't even get into. He's Josh Gordon has got his rehabilitation under his belt. He's got a conditional reinstatement from the NFL, which is going to allow him to, I believe he can go to practice. Like, he can't practice, but he can go into team meetings and stuff right now. Then November 20th, he's eligible to return to practice, which then will make him eligible, I believe, November 7th, which sets him up for week 13, which would be 1 week before the fantasy playoffs. Fantasy playoffs usually start week 14. So 14, 15, 16. Some play till 17. Might be a blessing in disguise for him. Here's the deal, though. It's really tough if he doesn't come back until week 14 to put your major trust into Josh Gordon. But there's no other guy that's going to be on the wire when you when you're passing the trade deadline, when you're dealing with scumbag league mates who want a thousand billion gajillion things for Alan Hearns. What are you going to do? You can take the chance on trying to get Josh Gordon. I know it's a risk, but Josh Gordon, Bogman, Josh Gordon's season, the one that we always want to go back to. He got, let me pull it up here.
Go back to.
I want to go back to.
It's 2013. I got it right here. He had 87 catches, 1,646 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
9 touchdowns. This tweet came out from Ethan Young earlier in today, and it's just one of my favorites. Josh Gordon hasn't played football in 3 years and still has more receiving yards in his career than Mohamed Sanu. Both were rookies in the 2012 draft.
But is that like an accomplishment? It's like not like... No, Mohamed Sanu is a 16-man bye week fill-in. Like, that's what Mohamed Sanu is.
And Josh Gordon is, I mean, at best, he's a wide receiver one. Week 13, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's so much to be said out there. By the way, I was looking at the NFL draft from that year in 2012. Most people don't remember. Josh Gordon was actually drafted second-round supplemental draft by the Cleveland Browns. So he wasn't actually in it. So if you go look at the 2012 draft,
I remember because I was at the All-Star game in Kansas City when that happened.
Oh, yeah. Was that right after Game 7 that you were at?
No, it was 11 years after Game 7, but I was at the All-Star game. I just remember it happening and going, hey, Josh Gordon for the Browns, because my buddy there, you know, he's a Cleveland guy.
It's a cool, hey, like, Josh Brown, huh?
Yeah, Joe. Oh, that's cool, buddy. Josh cool. Gordon to the Browns.
The guy from Baylor? That's cool.
He's from Baylor? Okay. Yeah, no, but I was like, you should be excited, man. That guy's going to be good. I didn't think he's going to be this good, as good as he is.
And, like Carmen Sandiego? Like, where in the world is Scott Bogman?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I have a good memory. So, but...
you're everywhere.
Yeah, well, he was great. He was great at Baylor. And
he was great with the Browns.
He was great with the Browns, but they had... God, who was it? That was Hoyer the Destroyer, wasn't it?
Hoyer the Destroyer. You
and
might
now
be right
it's Deshaun
that.
Kizer the what? The guy that gets benched every week?
You know who could have been? Could have been A.J. McCarron. But Cody? It's not A.J. McCarron. Could have been A.J. McCarron. By the way, if you missed that, the best piece of the NFL trade deadline was that the Browns and Bengals had a trade set up. And new information actually just came out from Pro Football Talk. I'm going to talk about it in a second. The Browns and the Bengals had an agreement on a trade for A.J. McCarron, which the Browns would have sent a second and third round pick.
That's more
Bengals.
Than your Niners gave up for Jimmy.
That is crazy talk. And there's lots of rumors of what happened. I've heard the first thing was that the Browns screwed up and they didn't sign the papers or they didn't CC the NFL on the email back. So the trade got nixed.
There's
Ian
been
Rappaport,
so many different. The story that the Browns didn't send in the paperwork is absolutely ridiculous. The story that this didn't happen is ridiculous. Like, I've heard that more than I've heard what actually happened.
Well, and then the second rumor that came out was that the Browns, they essentially sabotaged it. That the Browns, like, there was a rift between the front office and the ownership about the trade. So there was internal struggle and that they sabotaged it. Ian
I
Rappaport,
feel like we need the X-Files music when we
I know.
That.
Yeah, yeah. Ian Rappaport kind of reported he was doing, I think it was on Pardon My Take. He had talked about that what he had heard was it was a mistake. So it wasn't like the Browns were sitting there hooting, hollering, and celebrating and all that stuff. It was just that they did not CC the NFL on it because the original one was like, oh, the Browns are celebrating. Well, new talk from Pro Football Talk, I think it leads a little bit more into the second one we just talked about. Yeah, to the second one that there might have been sabotaged because
trade by not sending in paperwork. And
well, the Browns would.
I don't know. Don't you think the NFL would be like, oh, you know, like this trade was done. You just send in the paperwork. We're fine. Like, I don't know if they're. Teams can get extensions all the time. So
yeah, but I mean, I know what you're saying. Who knows? We just aren't going to know. But here's one thing. This is what leads me to think that there is more sabotage on play, because Pro Football Doc reports that Browns co-owner Dee Haslam went nuclear on the team's front office after it nixed Tuesday's failed A.J. McCarron trade. So the front office nixed it. So maybe that's a little bit more what it was last minute. It's this is just on Roto-World via Pro Football Talk. Based on a collection of national and local reports on the topic, it appears Browns ownership has taken the side of Hugh Jackson over the front office because Jackson had worked with McCarron before. Ownership will ultimately decide the front office fate. At present, it's not looking good for the rest of the guys. So there was this major internal struggle of decision here, which that is bodes horribly for DeShone Kizer, because you're bringing in A.J. McCarron. I mean, they're bringing him in just like the Niners bring in Garoppolo. This is going to be your guy.
Yeah, I mean, they got to do something because DeShone Kizer's not working. I mean, it doesn't help when you have no wide receivers and you can't get your ground game going and your best offensive lineman is out for the year. And, you know, Myles Garrett has played like two games or whatever. And
you said something wrong there, Bogman. You said something very wrong. They have a receiver. His name is Josh Gordon.
Okay, how about a Josh, a wide receiver that could play this week or, you know, the last 3 years? How about
Ricardo
that?
Lewis?
Yeah, Ricardo Lewis, Kenny Britt. Kenny Britt, who's, you know, a borderline NFL player who's missing curfew on the road. Like,
is it amazing? The best player on the Browns team potentially is going to start playing in week 13. Hasn't played
Josh
in three
Gordon.
Years.
Josh Gordon comes in and he's the best player. I mean, he just is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the best player on their team hasn't played for 3 years.
It's not that surprising because it's the Browns, right? Somebody is going to get lost at sea and, like, cast away, right? And okay. The Browns are going to draft the, whatever, 2022 version of Tom Brady. They're going to win a bunch of Super Bowls. That guy is going to be rescued. And he's going to think, when he hears that the Browns have won a bunch of Super Bowls, he's going to be like, well, this is clearly purgatory. I mean, this isn't real life.
They'll be like, what year is this? What time zone did I go to? This isn't possible.
Have I been on this island so long? I'm in a parallel universe.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit more about the NFL trade deadline and the mysterious bettor in the World Series who won 6 straight games. And we got week 9 plays coming up. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITL.
Welcome back in this league. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh of In This League. You can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports, and listen to all the podcasts that we got going down. Basketball, football. We're going to have a World Series, kind of a post World Series. Early look at baseball podcast because as well the Baseball HQ First Pitch Conference is happening this week. It's happening I think actually tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the Fall Stars, which is the Arizona Fall League all-star game of all the big guys, Ronald Acuna and you know, Michael Chavis and Mitch Keller Robles. And all those guys are going to be there and will be there, and Robles, yeah, Victor Robles and Bogman and I will be there, and I will be at a few games, and we'll be with all the big dogs, the important people, Eno and Chandler and Spore and all those guys.
That's right. We're going to have a great time. I just want to fill you in on this poll. It is holding at 86% peanut butter cups.
80, I'm close.
Reese's Pieces.
I'm close, right?
You're close to 20. You're actually going to count 20% as a win. Then, yeah, you're close.
I'm 100% going to count 20% as a win. I mean, this is David versus Goliath. This is an underdog story.
Because peanut butter cups are so much better.
No, this is mom and pop shop versus Walmart. It doesn't mean that it's so much better. It's just everyone knows it.
This is mansion versus trailer park.
Nah, Reese's Pieces, man. It's amazing that we're segregating candy to being white trash. It's all just, at the end of the day, when you're sitting in your car lonely, shoving your gullet full of, you know, chocolate and all that, we're all like idiots.
Fat, it holds no standards as to if you're rich or poor. You could be fat either way. So
it gets us all. It totally gets us all. So I want to finish up the Josh Gordon talk here and then talk about a little bit.
He's not coming back till week 13.
No, it's not that quick.
Get rid of him.
How amazing would that have been if, like, before the World Series ended, he was already resuspended? That would have been appropriate. By the way, in that draft, this was the four wide receivers that went in the first round of the 2012 draft that technically Josh Gordon wasn't a part of, but he was part of the supplemental. The first round picks in that draft were Justin Blackmon with the Jaguars. LOL. Michael
Speaking
Floyd.
Of screw ups.
Yep, Michael Floyd with the Cardinals.
Speaking of screw ups.
Kendall Wright, who I think was a Titan.
Yep.
Pretty kind of screw
He's
up. And
on
this
the
is
Bears now.
This is as bad as Blackmon,
getting
just
beat
they
out
went
by
on different
Trey
paths.
McBride.
Dude, AJ Jenkins with the 49ers.
Dude, who is AJ Jenkins?
I know, exactly. I think he played as much as Justin Blackmon did. But the
AJ Jenkins, Ohio State?
I wanted to say Florida. AJ Jenkins, 49ers. Let's look and see what the Google machine comes up with. Oh, whoa, wow. Here's an article from last year. It said, oh, his 49ers draft history was the biggest bust in the last 10 years. Let's see where he went to school. He went to school, Illinois. That's right, Illinois.
Illinois, okay. Who was that? Juice Williams was throwing in the ball.
I was thinking
Remember
the
Juice
same
Williams?
Thing. Oversized
with his
helmet.
Gigantic head.
Yep, they had to make a special custom helmet because his head was so damn big.
Yeah, Puig just hit one of the track, but fly out.
Get out of here, Puig. I'm still your friend, get out of here. Notable wide receivers from that draft, Alshon Jeffrey, T.Y. Hilton, Rishard Matthews, and Marvin Jones. Those were the best wideouts to come out of that draft. None in the first round,
though. Some good ones. Dude, I was so sold on Justin Blackmon. I thought Blackmon was going to be so good, and he probably would have been if he wasn't such a screw up. That just sucks.
Well, I mean, it's a common theme with a few of these guys and stuff they like to get down with. I know.
What is AJ Jenkins doing right now, do you think?
He went to Illinois, so he could at least be selling cars.
Let's see. Right? It looks like he was on the Cowboys practice squad in 2015.
Yeah, I mean,
was the last time he played football.
He owns a gym or something. You know, by the way, I am fascinated with the life after sports for a lot of athletes. I've met a decent amount in different realms, like Andrew Walter, the former Raiders and Patriots who played for ASU. He was like running for Congress and. Yeah, I'm crybaby. Yeah, total crybaby. Made his dad force him to take the job from a friend of ours that we knew. And Brian Jennings, a long snapper for the 49ers. He's like a motivational speaker now. Simeon Rice does motivational speaking. It is like crazy when you meet these guys outside.
Was it Simeon Rice who said he wants to come back the other day at 43?
Back. Yeah, it looks like he could go. I saw him a year ago when I talked to him, and he looks like he can go.
I feel like I've seen Simeon Rice a couple times because he lives near me. I just feel like if you made it out at 43 and you don't have, you know, extensive brain damage and stuff, and you've got a lot of money and you got a job, like, I think you made it. I think you're okay. I know the passion is still there for all those guys that played, but I mean, you know.
Final stuff with Josh Gordon. This is a good segue. Joe Slezak on Twitter. He hit us up, says, I've got Gordon 6-2 and looking for that Mega Millions lottery pick worth a flyer for the playoffs. And that's the big question. I would say, just to start this, and I want to go right to you, though, is that most analysts, I think we've seen some of our buddies on Twitter like laughing about people picking up. Most people are going to play it safe and they're going to laugh at the thought of picking up Josh Gordon when it means anything. What do you say, Bogman? You're going to be more of the standoffish on Josh Gordon doing anything. Do you agree, or do you think there's hope?
I think for the most part, I agree. It's not that Josh Gordon can't be productive, and even in this season, but they don't throw the ball well right now. I mean, you know, like
they don't have
I said,
Josh Gordon.
It's Kaiser and it's I don't know, man. I'm not
Let me throw a scenario
with
here.
in a standard 12-man league. I'm not, you know, not 14, not 16, anything like that. You don't have deep benches. I don't think I'm messing with. I don't want to wait on Josh Gordon until week 13, and then I don't even think I can start him week 13. So
let me throw this at you then. Take a scenario. We're almost out of all the buys, just about. You got like 2 more weeks or something. So you're just about out of the buys, and you've got Eric Decker as your fourth wide receiver. You've got three, maybe a guy that's a little bit better than Decker, and two really good options. You know, I'm just throwing it out there. You got like A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins, then you've got like Eric Decker and Jeremy Maclin. Would you consider dropping Eric Decker to pick up Josh Gordon, knowing you have no buy issues, so you can start your three wide receivers? Maybe the third guy is a little bit better than Maclin, by the way, just for argument's sake. What I'm trying to point here is Eric Decker is clearly the fourth wide receiver. You don't need to start him. Would you go and drop a guy like Decker to pick up Gordon
and
for that playoff
run? And you're 6-2, you said.
Well, Slezak was 6-2. Sure, go with 6-2.
Sure. If I'm in that, I mean, I wouldn't, but
I'm
I don't
not sure.
Mind.
Or would you do it?
No.
You would not
no,
drop
look,
Eric Decker to pick up
I don't
him.
Think so, because, you know, Eric Decker is playing right now. I don't think he's as bad as he's played so far. And if I have an injury to one of my receivers, I don't want to have given away Eric Decker while Josh Gordon sits on my bench to maybe play week 13 if the Browns decide that they want to play him. You know, because the Browns have to accept him back. They are already said they're going to. But, you know, I mean, he's late to one meeting, and they're like, well, no, you had a chance, blah, blah, blah. There's, like, too much that can go on. He's messed up too many times. You know, he's kind of burned the bridge to be on my team. So, you know, I think this is a nice thing to happen so we can see Josh Gordon this season and know what his value is going to be next season. I don't really think that I want to mess with him unless I'm in a really deep league.
I think I would. I think the scenario I painted, I think that is the perfect scenario for this. Because if you're sitting Golden, the biggest positive here is if he would
you're
play week
Golden
13.
Now, man. Players get hurt every week. Every week somebody
I agree.
Them.
No, I totally agree. And that's part of the fear that's in there. I mean, hopefully you've got another option. I mean, maybe to the point you could just drop somebody else. I was just trying to paint that exact scenario. You might be right. But where I'm getting at here is that week 13 is a blessing in disguise for him because you get 1 week to get the rest off before you get to the fantasy playoffs, and you're not just throwing him out there when you don't know
13.
What the hell's going on.
Oh, you're right. Never mind. I'm done.
Yeah, I'd say that's the week before the playoffs. Throwing him out here in your fantasy playoffs, that's scary business. But if you get a week, this is the only guy that's going to be on the wire that has wide receiver one potential. It is, as Joe said it, it is the Mega Millions lottery pick. You have got to be risky. You've got to be willing to take a risk. Maybe in that scenario I painted, you've also got a player that maybe that third is a flex spot that you can throw in the flex spot. I want to pick Josh Gordon up if it's feasible for my team. You don't want to drop any major asset, but I don't look at Eric Decker as a major asset, as Corey Davis is set to return.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not an Eric Decker fan this season either, but I think that most people that add Josh Gordon are going to wind up dropping him for a hot waiver wire pickup in a week or two anyway. So I don't mind adding him now, especially if you don't need him for this. This is the last big bye week. If you don't, you know, if you're not dropping a starter, so I don't mind picking him up, but I think that he's probably going to get pitched by most people waiting. So, you know, I would say wait for more news, but I think in most leagues, you're not going to have that time. Someone like the Welsh is going to add him, and, you know, we'll see if that lottery ticket pays off or not.
Again, that's my point. I'm the guy that I want to have.
Can't win if you
I
don't
wanna
play.
I want to take the risk. Yeah, I want to take
can't
the risk.
If you don't play, right.
If it's costing you dropping, you know, a really good receiver, if it's Will Fuller or Josh Gordon, keep Will Fuller.
I wouldn't drop Maclin for him. No way.
I mean,
not a chance.
Really bad. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think you can find space elsewhere. I think you can find space elsewhere. It isn't basketball. You don't have three bench spots. you got a lot of bench spots. If you've played your quarterback out and you're in a standard 12 man, there's lots of quarterbacks on the wire. You don't need to hold one. You don't need to. There's guys changing all the time. I think you can find a spot for it. That's my main point. He could pay off big, but you have to be calculated. Got to take risks to win.
Are we going
to
come on here week 15 and talk about how he has 18 yards receiving?
No. Absolutely not. I will pretend I never said anything whatsoever. We've never talked about Josh Gordon if that happened.
Last week.
He has 150 yards. I will never shut up. All right. A little bit more trade stuff. We'll talk about week 9. So don't go anywhere if you're there. Hello?
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to breakout. Just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Don't call Josh Gordon fans that. We're not pathetic losers. We're optimists. We see the sunny side. Gray skies are gonna clear up. Pick up your Josh Gordon.
You remember?
Gray skies are gonna clear up Bogman. Pick up Josh Gordon. No?
I don't know, man. Like, it's the ultimate lottery ticket. I don't hate the idea of picking up Josh Gordon. Like, I understand where people are coming from. I'm not saying, oh, it's laughable. We haven't seen him play in 3 years. Look at what Martavis Bryant did after 1 year of missing games. You know, I wouldn't sit here and add up all the stuff that completely makes sense to why not to pick him up, because I get it. Like, I've seen Josh Gordon go crazy in games before. He's a really, really good wide receiver. I want to see what he does this year and then draft him appropriately next year. I don't want to be carrying him and dragging him on my team this season. I don't want to do that.
Bogman, you owe an apology to a listener. You gave out some really bad advice last week.
I believe this is the first
advice.
Time you, we should say we, the Welsh. We.
I don't know what you're talking about. You owe.
You definitely answered the question first with the same thing, and then I agreed with you.
So. Show me the tape. Play it. Play the audio.
Bavona.
I just know you owe an apology to Alicia.
Well, I think we both owe an apology to Alicia because she asked us Deshaun Watson or someone else, and we said,
and you
not
said
Deshaun Watson.
You said Eli Manning. You clearly said C.J. Beathard.
Was it Eli Manning?
No, it was Derek Carr. It was Derek Carr.
Derek Carr wasn't great either. Blah. Yeah.
Let's not do that again. Let's not.
Who would have thought a rookie going on the road, all that stuff
in Seattle? Just like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL now, Deshaun Watson. That too. Be better, Bogman.
Amazing.
Just be better. Just be better next time.
Okay, the Welsh. Bavona, I'm counting on you. So it doesn't have to be this show. It can be next show.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. But one day, you're going to pull that audio. The other trades real quick. I want to talk about Jay Ajayi on the other side of the break. And then we're going to do all of our week 9 plays. We'll do some spreads.
Week 9.
I know. It's crazy. We'll do some of the fantasy values out of all of them. But finishing up on the trade deadline, not the Ajayi one, but the Kelvin Benjamin one was really weird. Did you hear the idea behind it? What's that?
Why did they trade Sammy Watkins if they're just going to go trade for Kelvin Benjamin? This doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it didn't at the end of the day. But the Carolina side was the weirdest to me. They said they wanted to open the field up for the run game. Like, Kelvin Benjamin was the thing that was holding them back from opening up the run game. How horrible do you have to be? They're like, well, we need you to get off the team so everyone else gets better.
I saw, I think someone posted in our GroupMe room, just have him run from Carolina to Buffalo to get that weight off before
please,
he gets there.
Please do that. I mean, it potentially ups the value of Christian McCaffrey if what they're saying is true, because I would like when I hear that, all that meant to me was Christian McCaffrey is suffering because we have no space. They have no respect for Kelvin Benjamin whatsoever. And they'll just come right up on the box because the corners know that they can follow back up with him. And they're going to press him. And that's why. So it potentially, like, theoretically, opens up the value of Christian McCaffrey.
Curtis Samuel in the slot, man. He's fast.
Curtis Samuel. That's another sneaky one. But what about Kelvin Benjamin?
Russell Shepard, too.
How do you feel about Benjamin in Buffalo?
I think it's completely lateral. I don't. My opinion of Kelvin Benjamin doesn't change from going to, you know, Tyrod Taylor, from Cam Newton to Tyrod Taylor. I think it's kind of the exact same situation for him.
So he's like 4 for 61 every single week.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he was the number one in Carolina. He's going to be the number one in Buffalo. The quarterbacks aren't throwing the ball that much. It's kind of the same exact deal.
All right. Well, you got what I need by not going anywhere if you're here. I mean, I know it's World Series, guys, but join in. Have fun with us. We're going to talk a little bit more trade deadline. We're going to talk about week 9 plays. I don't know. We'll see what happened to our stupid poll. Reese's Pieces. The hashtag Reese's Pieces up. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League. It's Bogdan the Welsh. We'll be back.